The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 6th of April, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning to my guests and guest co-hosts in studio. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
It's good to have you in studio, Erin. I mean, I'm not sure how you get upstairs, but the idea that you're in studio, we're not doing this by Zoom, is something I could praise and smile at and grin at.
Look here, I hopped it. Look here. In fact, did you hear the song that we opened the show with?
I heard it. Yes, I did.
I think it's called Going for Gold by Shine 242. I had to, from I heard that song yesterday, I had to be in studio today because I can't hear the music at home.
No.
I could select the music, put the playlist together, ask the producer, but I can't hear it. Mm-hmm. And so I had to hear this song in studio today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Shine, for pulling it together. I don't even want to say at the last minute, because you come out of an age of artists who are just brilliantly creative and could strike a hit in a moment's notice. So I want to say thank you for that track. Now, Dear Bahamas, there is a instruction that comes along with this song. Everybody have to find it. Mm-hmm. Everybody got to download it. And everybody have to play it for the entire weekend. We have to play it so long that it could travel to Curacao, because Carifta 50, the track edition in the Bahamas, is not the only Carifta event taking place this season. We've got Carifta Swimming happening in Curacao right now, and we've sent a team down there, and we need to cheer them on and support them just as much as our track athletes. And but here's why. First of all, because they're young Bahamians. Second of all, because you can see that they have put in the work to be there. Third of all, and maybe the most important, because they are going, our Carifta swim team is going for win number 5. Consecutive wins, I think. They're going for 5 straight, right? And it's a shame that this Carifta swim wasn't held in the Bahamas as well. We got to share the joy.
Next year.
It's coming in next year.
Yeah, we are hosting it next year. And, of course, we have to do some construction. But we are hosting Carifta swim next year.
That's good. See, Bahamas, we got to cheer on these young people, because we have to be cheering for the 6th consecutive win next year. That's our job, right? Their job is to practice hard.
And swimming is big thing in the Bahamas, actually.
Without a doubt.
And the regular swim meet, the regular nationals, the swim complex is packed to capacity. So I can imagine how packed it would be bringing in people here to participate. So it should be interesting.
Right, that's what we're looking at. And so today, I've got Sheldon Longley in studio to help guide our conversation about CARIFTA. I have to call the name of every CARIFTA athlete. Here's why. Dear Bahamas, if you hear the name of a child that you know today, then your job is, first of all, you got to try get out to CARIFTA so you could cheer them on. Because then you could say, I know somebody out there. I cheering for somebody I know. I know champions. Second of all, if you can't make it to CARIFTA, but you know them, you got to give them some support. You get called their parents or, you know, you got to tag somebody connected to them on Facebook. And let's not just show these young athletes they have our support, but let's show other Bahamians how to support them. How to support them. Okay, I see we got a caller on the line, producer. Let's go to that call. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Doing great. First of all, I got to call in because my best niece, my favorite niece, is also on the CARIFTA team.
I'm not on the CARIFTA team this year, Uncle.
Amari Pratt.
Yes. I know that name.
Yeah.
Awesome.
From the Great Red Machine.
The Great Sock.
Yeah.
No, that's so good.
I gotta put a shout out to her.
Yes, yes, sir.
And then I got a little cousin, Dawn Sanders. He's on the CARIFTA team also.
Okay.
He already left for KRSL.
Okay, he's on the swim team. Awesome, awesome.
Yep. And then I got my daughter. She'll be going away next week to KRSL to represent the Bahamas in women's soccer, BFA.
What?
Yeah, man. Big things going down now, you know?
But look here, you have a sports empire there.
I tell you no lie. And well, I didn't get my tickets.
Well, this is what
I buckled for the whole weekend.
This is what I was about to ask you. Like, this is a microcosm of a larger situation we're experiencing. Like, I imagine that you have all kinds of different sports that you have to attend, that you have to know about, and all kinds of different equipment that you got to buy for these young athletes.
Listen. And you are no boy. That's the same easy, old job.
No. No, but, and you know, in the same way, the Bahamas, like, we can't even decide what is supposed to be our national sport. Not because we contrary, but because we have so many different sports that we have excelled at historically and are still excelling at today. It's just so hard to choose. I hope that you are grateful for that burden, though, because we are grateful for you picking it up.
It's the most obvious place in the world right now.
Awesome, awesome. And I'm sure that they appreciate your support. Big shout out.
Yes,
thank you so much. Have a great day. All right, Sheldon.
Hey.
What do we have to look forward to starting today?
First of all, Aaron, thank you for having me here today. Good morning to you. Good morning to Cecil. Good morning, Bahamas. Today is the penultimate day before the actual start of the opening ceremony, which is tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
You know, so today is basically a chill day. We still have practices going on, two practices per day. They practice at 8 o'clock this morning. They're practicing again at 3:30 again this afternoon.
Okay.
And then tomorrow, you know, they're taking the morning session off, and then the opening ceremony is at 4 o'clock. We're inviting all Bahamians to come up to that. It's free of charge. You can't beat that. We need to swarm that stadium. That's important to mention because every morning session of CARIFTA is free of charge, you know. And I know some Bahamians don't like to watch the heats and stuff like that, but there are some field event finals in the morning. As a matter of fact, one of our better events under 17 is Javelin, which we won gold medal in last year and set a CARIFTA record. That's going to be in the morning session on Monday.
Okay.
You know, so we're going to need to flood that stadium for every morning session and let it carry over straight into the night.
Absolutely. So listen, the colors for the spectators.
Yes.
Spectators, we have a job. Remember, we are important too.
Color-coded.
Friday, we all wearing black.
Yes. Friday is a black day. Saturday is white.
Right.
We're going white on Saturday. Sunday, we're going aqua.
Yeah.
And then Monday, that's CARIFTA Gold Monday.
Yeah,
bringing in all the gold on
Monday.
Yes,
listen, we're going to confuse them. They're not going to know what happened. Jamaica's going to be like, where did all this gold come from? And then we done tell you.
Yes, indeed.
We don't tell you. Anyway, I want to say good morning to all the other athletes, the Caribbean brothers and sisters joining us. Some of y'all may already be in country. I did forget. Good yawning this morning. Look here, you got to get yourself some grits. You got to get yourself some tuna. You got to get yourself some fruit. It's dilly out there, papaya out there, tamarind out there, cherry and passion fruit out there. We could do it too up here in the little north of the Caribbean.
Well, we didn't want them taking our secret. We didn't want them taking the gong.
That's what we're from. We understand that when we get to Jamaica, y'all put the yellow yam on lockdown. We get it. Crawfish season closed and conch season, just pretend it don't exist.
Yep.
So let's name some of these. Well, I wanted to name all the athletes.
Okay.
I want to run through them quickly. Under 17 girls, we got Jemiah Nabi. We got Cheyenne Demerit, Dominique Dean, Tamia Taylor, Akari Roberts, Erin Barr, Madison Moss, Bailey Major, Zoe Adley, Grace Komolafi, Tyler Pratt, Kamara Strawn, Diore Scott, Kenice Scavella, Danielle Nixon, and Terrell McCoy.
Yes.
Under 17 boys, we've got Ishmael Roll, Andrew Brown, Caden Smith, Zion Shepherd, Tyrone Conliff. Tyrone, you related to the bakery Conliffs?
I'm not. I mean, if he is, I'm not sure.
But it's good to know with you, because I thought you was going to bring something. Oh, happy belated birthday.
Thank you, Sheldon. Man. Appreciate that.
Good birthday cake.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
You didn't bring no cake.
I noticed that too, Mr. New. He don't know about toting. Tyrone Conliff, Zion Henfield, Ross Martin, Christopher Williams Martin, Quentin Roll, Kenny Moxie Jr., Zion Davis, Joshua Williams, Damian Bryce II, Eris Pratt, LaRouche Morley. I knew I was hoping I was going to see him make it. Congratulations. Joshua Williams. I read that one again. Jalen Stewart, Reuben Bain, Giovanni Bridgewater, Trent Ford, Egan Neely. Under 20 girls, Shatalia Dorset, Amari Pratt, LaCarthia Cooper, Javonia Valcour, Treasure Burrows, Jasmine Mackey, Akaya Lightborn, Lanisha Lubin, April Adley, Coy Adley, Jishan Brown, Vanessa Sawyer, Kaylin Johnson, Anna Mackey, Essence Sands, Quincy Penn, Naya Wright, Melvanie Gibson. Under 20 boys, Carlos Brown, Adam Musgrove, Zachary Evans, Clinton LeGuer, Philip Gray, Raywind Winder, Christopher Centilus.
Centilus.
Tayshawn Robinson, Otto Lang, Shamar Bain, Mateo Smith, Robert Deal, Nathaniel McCarty, Brendan Vanderpool, Tyler Cash, Lovato DeVoe, Rihanna Todd, Zion Campbell, Jonathan Fowler, Jeremiah Adley, Tumani Skinner, and Berkeley Munnings.
I think you skip over a couple there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Shamar Bain, Mateo Smith, Jonathan Rogers, Laquan Ellis.
Good. Thank you for getting them in.
Caden Cartwright.
Thank you for getting them in there. Now, let's move to the swimmers. We can't forget our swimmers. In Curaçao right now, we've got in the 11 to 12 girls division, Alyssa Ferguson, Celeste Gibson, Madison Julian, D.N. McKenzie, Kamaya Saunders, Skylar Smith, and Jayla Threadgill. In the 11 to 12 boys, Kristen Joseph, Alexander Murray, Trace Russell, Harold Simmons, David Singh, and Kaylin Williams. 13 to 14 girls division, Layla Lewis, Alana Murray, Trinity Pratt, Zoe Williamson, and Alexia Zatarain. These make good rice. Are you all related to the Zatarain Rice Empire, young people? 13 to 14 boys, William Farrington, Michael Fox, Tristan Hepburn, Donald Sanders, and Dijon Simmons. Girls 15 through 17, Katie Golandris, Renishka Gibbs, Kiana Higgs, Kiana Moss, Sienna Norville Smith, Mia Patton, and Elle Thiberg. And for the final group, boys 15 through 17, along with Nigel Forbes, we've got Jack Barr, Emmanuel Gadson, Ellie Gibson, Marvin Johnson, and Caden Wells. And the open water team is featuring Aiden Bain, Kellum Darville, and Layla Saidi. Mm-hmm. Now, this article has something weird in it. Travano McPhee, who was the head coach for last year's team, mm-hmm. right, said about the open water swim team, he knows that the three swimmers are very strong swimmers, despite the country not being known for open water swimming. How could the Bahamas not be known for open water swimming? This is what I... Hold on. I know a story of two brothers that built a boat because they needed to leave Long Island to find a wife. And I'm sure they built the boat because they got a letter back from the boy them who swam to Nassau from Long Island, and they told them it was a little arduous, you know, it was a little rough. Maybe build a boat next time. We need to dispel that myth.
You know, Bahamas, we could swim, but we're afraid of sea creatures. So we ain't doing too much open water swimming.
True.
We go in the pool, or if we go on the beach, we can stay close to the shoreline.
Yeah. I'm known for open water karate, and I had to karate a barracuda once off the barrier roof in Andrus. I can appreciate that. One more list of teams to read, guys. This year, the Special Olympics Bahamas team will be competing at Charifta in special categories. They are gearing up for the Special Olympic World Games in Berlin, I think, later this year. So let's read off the names of the members of the team. First of all, we've got Michael Miller from New Providence. We've got Justin Miller from Grand Bahama. Xavier Roll from Grand Bahama. Caitlin Roma from Cooperstown, Abaco. And then we've got the King, King Deron Forbes, master of the 400 meters. We've got Tavares T.C. Cooper from New Providence. Branville Dorset from New Providence. Unfortunately, though, Branville Dorset will not be able to compete because he is he's come down with something. I think it may be the flu. It may just be too much partying or, you know, just waking too hard. But we say congratulations to the team and Branville Dorset. I know your team knows that you want to be there to support them, and they understand why you can't be there. If you want to support or donate to the Special Olympics Bahamas, you can contact them at 359-3558. That's 359-3558 or 477-0304. Or WhatsApp them at 821-9959 or email them at info@specialolympicsbahamas.org. Of course, if you go online and just search Special Olympics Bahamas, you can find all of that information online.
I'm so glad they're competing, you know, just for them to be a part of the Charifta movement.
Yeah.
You know, that's something special. Teron Forbes, I can't wait to see him in action.
Yes.
I heard he's the king of the 400 meters, but I've never seen him run. You know,
yeah.
I've heard he's never lost a race. So
yes,
I'm eager to see that.
I need all of the other athletes to understand that, you know, the king, Teron Forbes, that's the gold standard.
Yeah.
That's the gold standard. Never lost a race.
Yeah.
That's the gold standard right there. Let's not overlook the most brilliant among us because of some of our biases or our miseducation, you know. This is going to be great. This is going to be great. Even you even got another special participant at this year's Charifta 50. I had to pull this story from the Tribune. The headline is, Grammy Wallace Whitfield says go for gold. Bahamian Olympian Pauline Davis and Charifta volunteer, as well as longtime track and field supporter, Beverly Grammy Wallace Whitfield, offered strong words of wisdom and encouragement to Team Bahamas. Grammy, as she's affectionately known, is also the oldest Charifta volunteer. She came out to support the athletes, share some wisdom with them. And she big up Pauline Davis. She told a story about Pauline Davis when she races professionally, that you'll notice that once she's won the race, she doesn't stop running. She keep running a little while.
Run straight through the tape.
Yeah.
That's a very important lesson we get to teach our athletes, to run through the tape.
Yeah.
You know, that cost us our final spot at last year's Charifta Games. I don't want to call the athlete's name, but he's on the team again this year. You know, but you got to be able to run through the tape, especially in the short sprints.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, that's very important. Because, I mean, the difference could come down to hundreds of a second.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't run through the tape and you ease up at the end, you know, you could miss out on the final spot
right.
or a medal.
So that's the technical part of it, right?
Yes.
That you need to envision a point well beyond the finish line. Then that's where you're going to drop your speed.
Yes, indeed.
Not as you approach it. See, because I thought maybe this was just a thing because Pauline Hodge, you know, like Pauline is running, then you finish running because you can't run no more and she's still running. She turned back and look at you and say, you can give me the goal now?
Yeah.
I need to keep running? I thought that's what it is, but that's an excellent technical point. Mm-hmm. It's a great lesson for life as well.
Yeah, and Pauline spoke to them that same day as well.
Yeah. You know,
she's a legend and I really think that we need to give her more respect and give her flowers while she's still alive to enjoy them. But she is probably one of the most accomplished athletes we've ever had in Bahamian history.
Yeah.
You know, and I was glad that she was able to speak to the athletes that day as well.
Yeah, they need to hear it from those who have been through it. Absolutely. Producer, is Mr. Sawyer in the Zoom room? Okay, we were waiting for Mr. Sawyer because we got a little bit of NBA news to talk about. But tell us, what do you think is going to be the best races for Bahamian athletes this weekend? I know we aiming to take all, but what do you think we're strongest in?
Like I mentioned earlier, I like the under, well, I'm going to say events, not races.
Mm-hmm.
I like the under 17 girls javelin. We have the Curfew record holder in that event, Diori Scott, and she was actually beaten in our Curfew trials. So I'm optimistic for gold and silver in that event. That's going to be Monday morning. I think we have some very good athletes in the sprints. Jemiah Nabi, she qualified in three events, under 17 years, 100, 200, and long jump.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to be exceptional in all three. I'm looking for some great performances from her. I like what we have in the under 20 sprints with Carlos Brown and Adam Musgrove. You know, the 200 as well with Adam Musgrove and Zachary Evans. Mm-hmm. I think our relay teams are going to be very, very strong. I think the throwers are going to be strong. Terrell McCoy, under 17 years, short put, under 17 years, discus. Kalea Jackson, under 20 girls, discus. We also have some javelin throwers in the under 20 boys event as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of our throwers are going to be strong across the board. But I'm particularly interested in the relays. I think we're going to do well in the relays. I think we could upset Jamaica in one or two of those relays and pull off gold.
Are you sure now?
I think so. Because I think so.
Dear Bahamas, this means now I got to talk to y'all.
See, the thing with Jamaicans, they have great athletes.
Yeah.
And they have great sprinters, you know. But we have, like, for instance, if they have a guy who is running a 46 or a 47 in the 400 meters.
Yeah.
You know, their next fastest might be a 48, right?
Mm-hmm.
We might could give you four guys in a 48, so we could balance it off a bit.
Yeah.
You see, so I like our chances.
All right. Now, I had an inquiry, somebody threw something at me and they said, listen, are our Special Olympians mm-hmm. performing at a level where they can compete with other high school students at Curifta?
You mean with able-bodied athletes?
Yeah, like the King.
No, they wouldn't be able to compete with the able-bodied athletes. But in terms of Special Olympics, I understand that we are some of the best Special Olympics athletes in the region.
Well, yeah, no, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
across the board, in every category, we are at the top.
Yes.
But the question is, are some of our Special Olympics Bahamas athletes, are they able to compete with students in high school?
Not at this time, no. So our athletes who are competing at Curifta this weekend, their times and distances are superior than those of the Special Olympic athletes.
All right. Yeah. Is there space for, I wouldn't say a facility, because it's more than the facility. Is there space, though, for those athletes that are able to attain these standards for them to train with Curifta athletes? With the other athletes?
I think so. It's up to the clubs and the coaches. You know, I'm sure they will welcome them on board to come train with them. You know, every day when you go by the track, you see 200 to 300 athletes training.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure they would welcome more to come on board. You know, it could be a tedious process balancing the two.
Yeah.
But it's up to the clubs and the coaches, and I think they're open to it.
It's possible.
Yes.
Right, because I think about inclusion, right? And I think, we're not talking about, although we need, we need masters mm-hmm. categories. We need to encourage people like me, Cecil, and older people.
Exactly. I up there as well. I need to get on track.
And so how do we,
Cecil?
You look good.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Your lie.
Almost 50.
I mean, I almost 75. I only weigh.
That's okay. You exercising now.
Yeah, yeah.
You drink a lot of water and you look good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for 75, I think I'm doing good.
Yeah, look good.
Absolutely. But inclusiveness, how do we include as many athletes as possible into the sports empire? Because I think that's what we're building. locally, right? Like, if we're thinking about how do we diversify, like, we tie to tourism. First of all, I say, don't get tied to tourism. That don't make any sense. Mm. Let's figure out how to diversify our tourism product and then expand from there. And I think sports is one of the ways to go. Sport is our culture. That's why I could play. I wanted to do it today. Krifta's big thing. But in the culture today, say sport is our culture.
Yes. Promotes healthy living and healthy lifestyles, you know, and track and field is open. You know, if you feel you could get out there and run with these athletes, there's an open division in track and field. You could come and register for any meet.
I mean, you didn't have to say that out loud.
Feel free to do so. feel free to do so.
This is great, right? And with the Bahama Games, I hope that that could be a springboard for another culture, right? Where we have more masters events. We have more older Bahamians participating competitively, training. Listen, they're buying the tape factory because we have to tape up every knee, every wrist.
Bring all the Bengay out.
Right, everything got to come out. But I think it's an opportunity to expand personally, to expand at the sort of community level, and to expand at the national level.
Yes, indeed.
Let's go to this caller. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
Morning, Aaron. You're still doing a good job.
Thank you.
Good morning to everyone else, too. Good morning. Is Shelton in there?
Yes. Is Shelton in here? Yes, sir.
Okay, good morning to him, too. What I wanted to find out, right, quickly, yes, if it's possible, the Special Olympics, what time and which days they could be doing that, that's number one.
Uh-huh.
I want to know when they do the running, right? Uh-huh. It ain't really no race against them competing against the Special Olympics around the Caribbean, eh?
No, I don't.
I'm wondering if they're competing against anyone. Then one last thing, Shelton, if that's your name. I remember a couple of years ago when we did do it, I believe in the relays, the Special Olympics to come out. And the person who was hosting the show, it's like people who could have told me, could see, and what I could hear with my ears, like, he really didn't enjoy it, just like a lot of us, but he was laughing. And some people take it as offense, like he did. He is either laughing or making sports. When this event happened with the Special Olympics, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a joyful event. Should we be mature enough, and even as parents or whatever of the Special Olympians,
mm-hmm,
to understand that laughter will come with it and tears?
Yeah.
Hang up and listen. Keep up the good work, Aaron. Happy Easter, man.
Thank you. Happy Easter to you as well. It's a great insight, great contribution. I do have some details for you guys. All right, so 7 amazing athletes will line up to participate in 2 showcase events, the 100 meters and the 200 meters. The athletes are running on Saturday the 8th at 6:30 p.m. So that's Saturday at 6:30 p.m. and Monday the 10th at 5:30 p.m. So the athletes, the Special Olympics athletes, are running Saturday at 8 p.m. Saturday the 8th at 6:30 p.m. and Monday the 10th at 5:30 p.m. Yeah. Now, Sheldon, I didn't even think about it. Are we expecting athletes from other Special Olympics groups throughout the Caribbean to come and compete?
No, I think it's just Bahamian athletes.
Just Bahamian?
It's just Bahamian athletes.
Right.
I'm glad you read off the times just now. The second part of the question, I didn't get the second part of his question. What was it?
I think the second part of the question, it was really about sort of, preparing us, the audience, mm-hmm, right? And he's saying, look, when people come out last year, there may have been an issue where people in the crowd were sort of laughing at something that happened. And he was he wanted to sort of put his hand on the parents and say, hey, when you see people laughing, it doesn't mean that they are ridiculing your child or laughing at your child.
Yeah.
That it's a high energy, joyous moment. There will be laughter, there will be tears, but trust, we are all here to support our Special Olympians and our special needs athletes.
Yeah, and I think for the most part, there will be a lot of cheers. You know, it's up to the commentators and the in-game, you know, announcers to really get the crowd hyped up and going. And once they make all the right announcements and they, explain what is going on, I think there'll be a lot of cheers in the crowd. So,
absolutely. And that's to our moderator team. I don't know who you are yet, but y'all do me a favor. Remember our special friends from that's the special
Philip
Olympic.
On the girl, Philip on it, really. She's one of them.
All right.
One of the best in the region.
Listen, y'all hear that music?
I know Philip on it. She went to Zach.
Trent Saki.
Yeah.
Look at Saki in the building.
Another one of y'all.
Saki in the building. They all right. Y'all all right. That's the music for the break. Cecil, it's the first time I'm hearing it in a long time. You guys stay tuned. We're going to the break. You're on the clock. We'll be right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bala Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bala hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
If you want it, you can come get it. So we rip up the track, we faster than Flash. We just come to win, we just come to win, we just come to win, go. We just come to win, we just come to win, we just come to win, go. We just come to win, we just come to win, we just come to win, go. We just come to win, we just come to win, we just come to win, go.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your station for fresh news, smart talk, and sports talk on a Culture Thursday. Why? Because tomorrow's a public holiday. I forgot to put out the message. Remember, do not get up early for work unless you are in essential services or you work in a hotel, which is in essential services, or if you have a family, in which case your work is never done and they love your cooking. You got to get up to work. And somebody got to fry the fish. And somebody got to go pick up, collect the hot cross bun. And so I lie. Some of us have to get to go to work tomorrow, but for many of us, we are free. Mr. Longley is going to be working. All our track athletes, anybody associated to a club is going to be working. They're going to be volunteering. They're going to be transporting people and things back and forth. They're going to be preparing to kiss boo-boos, to hug little crying children who didn't make it, and to support those who did. They're going to be full, and so we have to figure out how we're going to support people. All right, Producer, I think Mr. Sawyer say he's trying to join us soon, and I got a little message from our friends in Curacao. Sorry about that little delay. Mr. Sawyer is joining us soon. Sheldon, Mr. Yes. Nuri, that means y'all are forced to talk a little NBA and local sports with us. But before we get there, let's get to this caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. Sheldon, morning.
Morning. Mr. Beckford.
You know, this is Ms. Green. This is Len Worth Smith. I'm chairman of the Finance Committee for the Character Games.
What's up, Lenny?
Okay.
Would just like to call in to admonish people to come and buy their tickets. It's going to be a centralizing, exhilarating, whatever other adjective I can find, event.
Yes.
All 3 days. And as I always say, some of us won't be able to go to the Olympics next year or the World Games later, but some of these athletes from all the various countries will be in those games. And so it will be good for us to see these athletes and then say, you know, when we see them late in August or next year at the Carifta, well, I saw them Carifta Games in the Bahamas.
Yes, absolutely.
This is where stars are born. This is the same me that Usain Bolt came out of. This is the me that Sean Emilio Eber came out of. You know, so this is where stars are born. This is where you get to see them for the first time. And some of the times coming out of Jamaica, man, some of them could be on the Olympic team next year.
Yeah.
You know, so Lenny, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I saw the snapshot where the Prime Minister of Jamaica jumped up. Like, in the crowd was excited by that win.
That's amazing, man. Listen, man, they had a 19-year-old.
They'll be here. They'll be
9.99
they're
seconds.
They're all coming in tonight. And, you know, as I said, it's going to be a good performance. And, you know, don't sleep on the St. Vincent Suns and the Bisons. And Cayman is bringing a good team. So it's going to be very, very competitive. So,
This is awesome.
I just ask everybody to come and get their tickets and let's fill the stand. Let's come in our various colors and, I don't know. It hasn't been broadcast too much, but I think Katie's sending a team of 15. Mm-hmm. So
awesome.
You know,
awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
It's going to be a
okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thanks, Lenny.
See you all at the stadium.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir. I mean, you're not going to see me there because, I mean, fortunately for the athletes, I broke my leg. They've been tempted to challenge me, Mr. Newry, and only out of politeness that I don't, dip my foot in that Ackland's aloe because, I mean, Ackland's already salty and bitter. Imagine with aloe. Yes, sir.
We have four sections for the disabled people here.
No excuses.
Right, thank you, sir.
Come on out.
This is awesome. Thank you for your encouragement.
Real. Good morning,
Ron. Good morning, sir. How you do? It is real, Mr. Sawyer. Good morning, everyone. This is Mr. Sawyer joining us via teleportation machine. Mr. Longley, the reason the stadium is in a bit of disrepair is because we've been using the money to buy high-tech science. We got hologram machine. We got teleporter and thing. You know, how was I going to get around with my broken foot? I needed to do it. It was a matter of priority. But we got to get to some NBA news. Mr. Sawyer, we are close to the playoffs, aren't we?
We are very close. And yes, the Lakers lost last night. A very bad loss. By as much as 24.
Ooh, but
I don't understand.
What does that do for their standings, though? At my last count, they were in the seventh position in the Western Conference. Have they held that spot or have they dropped?
They back down, and they had the sixth position. They back down in the play-in now after that loss last night. Yeah. Two more games left to play, so fingers crossed.
Okay.
I think they're going to finish in the play-in. So they're going to battle for that 7 and 8 spot.
Okay. Yeah. That's good because,
they don't get the 9th or 10th spot because then they got to play two times.
Right.
Yeah. So hopefully they could get up into that 7th or 8th slot. Right now, Nuggets in first place, Grizzlies in second, Kings holding third. Our boy DeAndre Ayton in the fourth is, and the Suns are holding on. Warriors in fifth. I didn't expect the Suns to be above the Warriors right now, but Warriors are in the fifth position. Clippers in sixth. Lakers.
Kevin Durant is back, and the Warriors are getting healthy. Watch out.
The West is wide open. Anyone of the eight playoff teams could probably come through.
Now, listen, on the NBA website, right, they have two categories. They have the clinched division and clinched playoff spot. Mm-hmm. Tell me what that means. So right now in the Western Conference, the Nuggets, the Grizzlies, the Kings, they have clinched a division. Suns have clinched a playoff spot. Eastern Conference, Bucks are the only team that have clinched a division.
Celtics, though. We clinched our division last night.
Last night you got through?
Yeah.
All right. So what does that mean?
What's the difference? They're bound to be number two now. That's it. Yes. They can't take the number one seed anymore.
Ah, I got you.
So you have to remember, even though seedings are based on conferences, you still have separate divisions. Like
right.
The Celtics is in the Atlantic division, right? So we clinched that division. The Bucks clinched the Central division, right?
Okay.
And the conference.
Yeah.
The Nuggets clinch, I think it's the Midwest division they're in. So they still have three divisions in each conference, right? So that's the divisions that they're clinching that they're talking about.
Why is it so complicated? Was it this complicated
in
the days of Charles Barkley?
It was always like that. You always had separate divisions, mm-hmm. but just back then, normally seedings would be based on divisional winners, right?
Okay.
Now seedings are based on just record alone, right? So it's best 8 records in the Western Conference, best record 8 records in the Eastern Conference. That's how they decided.
Correct.
Wow. Well, listen, this was a whirlwind of a season. I'd never expected the Knicks to be in fifth position above the Heat. I certainly didn't expect the Pacers to be in 11th, which looks like no chance of getting into the playoffs anymore.
I feel so bad for Buddy, man. Oh, man. The 1 year he left the Kings, they're in the playoffs.
And that's what makes me feel like that little incident with Buddy and the little profane symbol was more back and forth poking each other versus a real fight.
That's the guy. Don't forget he was playing horns that night. He's just telling Kai hi.
Yeah, that wasn't.
Yeah. And I mean, go on, Sawyer.
That's our term of endearment, you know? You know, when ain't nobody looking.
Yes, indeed. That's
it's the biggest thing to do.
How you doing? What's happening?
Yeah, that's how you all man them and show each other love.
Right. Nobody thinks that they picking a fight. Nobody thinks there's any beef. Just, you know, you can't do it in the NBA.
I can guarantee it wasn't an Osh. It wasn't nothing Osh.
All right. Now, guys, I'm waiting for Simba French to join the conversation all the way from Curacao so we can get another shout out.
Five straight. That's hopefully we win five straight
and
now.
That's going to be a story because no other nation has ever won five straight.
Yeah.
French at least won four straight. We won four straight, but no one has ever won five straight. So we do it this year. We'll be the first to do that. So that'll be a start.
Look, I get about to join. But if Curacao, see if this was Jamaica, I could open water swim it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I could do that. I could open water swim that. But Curacao is just a touch far away. I got a text that it says, morning, yes, Philippa Arnett Willie is a graduate of SOC, class of 1990. I got another text here. Listen, if y'all ain't get y'all tickets yet, for the love of God, please go get them now. Mm-hmm. This person says, Terrell McCoy all the way, boy.
Under 17 good
shot put. Yes, sir.
Under 17 good shot put.
Right.
The big things.
Last text. Good morning, Aaron and CA. This Holy Week, I want to thank God for sparing Nassau, Bahamas for the last 50 years of a serious hurricane. That is the only thing worth celebrating, seeing that this country is going in the opposite direction, fast and embracing demonic cultures. We understand people do what thou wilt, but God is still in charge, and may he have mercy on our souls this hurricane season. Dear Texter, I appreciate...
We got some serious hurricanes. Yeah,
I appreciate the sentiment, you know. And for those who hold Holy Week as the most holy time of the year, you know, we say good morning. We share with you, you know, in your time. Kurifta is usually held around Easter time.
Yes, every year.
Which is why we emphasizing it right now.
Can't forget the reason for the season.
Yeah.
And the morning sessions are free.
Free of charge. I don't think a lot of Bahamians know that because they still ask me, you know, how much to get into the morning sessions. They're free of charge.
If you think I in pain and bereavement, I going to pay you to come. A morning session have to be free.
Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of
field events. But the morning sessions are free.
Right, and they have a lot of field event finals in the morning, too. So it's going to be exciting. You know, you can see us win some medals in the field events.
Right, and look here. I don't want to name all 85 athletes again, but we've got Terrell McCoy, Danielle Nixon, Dior Ray Scott. Look here,
Grifter record holder Dior Ray Scott.
Right.
And defending champion.
Right. You got to come out and see that. Mm-hmm. We got Kalea Jackson in the discus and the shot put. Vanessa Sawyer in the javelin. Jishan Brown.
That's my family.
Okay. Good morning, Vanessa Sawyer.
Kamara Strawn. That's Keyshawn's youngest sister. She's going to be fantastic. She's going to be exceptional. Under 17 girls javelin. It's going to be between her and DRA.
Listen, I get this story here. Producer, let me know when Simba pops in. We take him anytime. I get this story here that says Jones Strawn.
World leading times.
Yes. Both of them are NCAA Division One
athletes
and record holders.
Yes.
Strong threw the javelin for 84.27 meters, a new Bahamian national record, a school record, a world leading throw, and ranked at number one in the NCAA D1 standings.
And in the world.
The 19-year-old has the fourth best throw in the entire world.
He's number one in the world this year.
Yeah.
But he's the fourth best in NCAA history.
Ah, okay, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. And Jones, we're not going to forget you, Jones. He won the 200 meters to have the world leading time in that event and qualified for Budapest, World Championships.
Yes, qualified for Budapest.
So, what's his sister's name?
Kamara Strawn. Under 17 girls javelin. She finished fourth last year.
Yeah.
She is going to be one of the top two this year. She actually defeated DRA at the Kurifta Trials, right? So I'm expecting big, big things from her. I think she's going to do exceptionally well.
And listen, y'all keep talking about we don't have any resources in this country. I got three mango pickers right now. I got three people who I sure could hit that. I think we've got Mr. Simba French on the phone from Curacao. Good morning, sir.
Simba.
You there, sir? It's Curacao far. It take a little time for it to travel. You just jump into the conversation whenever you're ready. Mr. Sawyer. Boy, we get there in a second. Another story, Sheldon.
Yes.
A bit disappointing. Good morning.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey.
Listen, man, Simba.
Hey.
Let's get on, Simba.
Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Simba.
Aaron is wonderful, bro.
How are the athletes doing?
They're doing good. This morning, they're still in competition right now. They're doing the heats now for the 50-meter a backstroke. They did the long distances this morning, and they did the 200-meter breast. We're looking really good. We got some swimmers going back into the pool tonight from those races. So, we're looking good so far.
Okay, this is awesome. Listen, I have a word for you. Listen, I can whisper it, though. Here's what my people used to do to me when I was younger. To let them know, if they don't win, they may have to open water swim all the way home. Listen, when my daddy told me that, I had the fastest time ever. But most of all, tell them we in the Bahamas, we're tuned in. We're listening. Our hearts, our ears, our eyes are open. We're watching them perform on behalf of the Bahamas, and they've already won a gold for us.
Yes.
They win a goal yet.
The goal's coming tonight. Hey, Simba. Coming tonight.
Simba, let them know. Let them know, you know, when they're in the back and they're about to come out, and they jump up in the gates, let them know to look at all the other swimmers and say, hey, which one of y'all come in second, man?
That's all. Yeah. That's all.
Y'all decide now.
Who's fighting for silver?
Yeah. You know where the line comes from, Sheldon.
Yeah.
Not even silver. They get them bronze. Because some races so far, we got two of them going back to the finals.
Yeah.
So they get them bronze.
So who fighting for bronze? Who fighting for bronze? That's all.
This is awesome.
But you know where that line comes from? I'm Sheldon.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Listen, we're not there. All of us weren't able to come down to support them, but let them know that we know that they got four consecutive titles and they're going to get a fifth. And we're going to be right there with them.
Hey, Eric, I can tell you in 2012 in Bermuda, when we had that grifter team, this is the best grifter team that I saw since 84. And when we got down there in Bermuda, you know, all the talk among all of the regional countries, I mean, they came to me. All right, so which one of your girls winning for the second? Talking between Shawnee and Anthony. Right? So they already give up the 120 girls, 100 and 200 meters. And the same thing with the triple jump. Which one of your boys coming for the second? Talking about the twins, Otario and Athorn. So you know where I come from.
So listen, it appears that it's not just hype talk and it's not just sort of rumor mongering. The Bahamas actually may be the premier athletic country historically, particularly at Carifta.
Yeah, you can look at some events and you can say, that's a gold and silver right there, or that's a gold.
Yeah.
You know, and it's from studying different times and marks around the region. But you just come up with your own determination. And most of the times they stand true to form, right? But we have some exceptional athletes, I think, across the board. So I think we're going to do very well.
Absolutely. Mm. And this makes the race for the national sport really interesting, right? The official decision hasn't been...
Boy, you like bringing this national sport.
Yes! Because it's such a wonderful place of tension.
Yeah. I'm a sports editor, so I represent all sports.
Right. I mean, listen, when the Governor General said at the opening... Oh, go on, sir.
No, I was saying... No, he was saying he's a sports editor, so he can't have no favorites.
Exactly.
Okay, no, you don't have... You just get to smile while I tell you what my favorites are. But Simba, okay, tell us what do the athletes have on the table for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I have to... look really quickly. Tomorrow, once again, is the heat, of course.
Okay.
But again, that right now, trying to get the schedule.
Now, the open water team, they swim on Monday, I think.
Yes.
What does the water look like there? What's the disadvantage? They have a disadvantage? Is the water clear like Bahamian waters?
There's open water swimming.
Yeah, it is pretty clear. Just saying as with the waves, there ain't that much waves, you know, but
okay.
So far, the water look calm for now, but whenever there's open water, like the water knows just to get rough.
It knows what to do. I got you.
What do you want to ask Simba? This morning session, about how much of our athletes have like the number one times going into the finals tonight so far?
Well, so far I know the backstrokes. The backstrokes and the best stroke we get a good amount of swimmers who have the top times, or in some cases, we have the top two times in the finals.
Good, good.
So we're looking good for the finals this evening.
Like that. Good stuff.
Yeah, this is awesome. Simba, thank you so much for joining us. I owe you two breadfruit. Don't tell the people, tell the people in Curaçao you have two breadfruit waiting for you. They'll know that you are a king. You are a wealthy man, and you know good things.
Yeah, stay away from the green leaf.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Other private joke. Private joke.
No, the old man can talk about whatever you want. You all talk about whatever you want. Thank you so much for joining us, Simba.
All right.
All the way from Curaçao.
Hey, enjoy, my brother. Enjoy.
Thanks for being on.
Let me just run. Yeah, man. Thank you so much, Simba. Let's run through some headlines. Because Karifta is the biggest thing happening right now, right? Sport is our culture. Karifta is the biggest thing. But there's some other headlines. Bahamas set to host CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship May 8th through 14th. Mm-hmm. Another headline, First Class brings boxing back, the all-women boxing show Friday night. Mitchell won on a split decision over Canadian Lindsay Garbat, and O'Shea Jones took down Simone Silva in six rounds in the welterweight division, and there were two exhibition matches between Anthony Psycho Woods and Adam Sands and Kenrick Stewart and Jaywan Forbes. QC was victorious at the 2023 Scholastic Chess Team champion. Kingsway and Sack crowned his first. Say that?
Tall Dot. You know, because they beat Sack. Tall Dot. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, that's chess, though. That ain't rocking field.
Sack got beat. That's what's most important.
That's all that matters. Right?
Kingsway and Sack.
That's all that ever matters.
I bet you. You know, he's a giant, so I bet you.
Yeah, you know, I don't want anybody to feel like, you know, because it's Easter. No, and because it's Holy Week, and my views have changed. And the Cowboys still is garbage. The Cowgirls, sorry. The Saudis still is garbage.
Yeah, that's why I just want to say number the Dolphins, man. Leave us alone.
Listen, I pray for your soul.
You was going good until then.
It's been the offseason every year, man. You're on the offseason.
You was going good up until you mentioned the Dolphins, man.
Well, listen, I got some sad news for you, Mr. Sawyer. Sack took home the championship win for the under 14 division, defeating Kingsway 29-6 in the inaugural high school flag football championship. But Kingsway returned the favor in the over 14 division as they earned a demanding 28-12 win over Sack to end the event champions.
That's how they win the first one.
Everything is boxed. Sports is boxed. Flag football is back. The beach soccer championships are back. The World Relay is coming back. The
boxing
Bahamas games
back.
Are back. Professional boxing is back. The Karifta games are back. Karifta swimming coming back next year.
Softball
Everything
is here.
Is
Tennis
back.
Is here.
Everything.
Listen, we're all out of time, guys. I got to go. I got so excited being in studio. Sheldon, close us out, please.
Yeah, one more thing I got to mention. I got to mention the Karifta Fun Run Walk Easter Monday morning. You got to come up to that event as well. That is free also. So just like every morning session, that is free. Karifta Fun Run Walk starting and ending at Ahwaki. Free of charge. Just come out, have some fun. World Athletics President Lord Sebastian Coe, he is the patron of that event. All of our regional brothers and sisters are going to be here. Puma is going to be here. Everybody could be here. Come out and support Karifta athletes. Support the Karifta Fun Run Walk. Thanks.
Absolutely. And all my Karifta alumni, y'all come out and support the entire event.
Yes.
And to Jazz Chisholm, who just had a recent injury, you should have called me because my Grammy tell me you break your foot. Stay home till the doctors say it's time to take the cast off.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys have a great day. It's Karifta weekend, Easter holiday. Take care of yourselves. In love.
Thank you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.